بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله عامين. صدق الله العظيم. Dear respected brothers and sisters, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has gifted us with many things, with many bounties, blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Let's just start with our body, our mind, our eyes, our ears, our hearts. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that He created for us eyes with which we see. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ. Eyes that we see, with ears we hear. وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And hearts with which we ponder. أَفَلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. But there are very few who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are very few who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He has given us. If we were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will be there till the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is countless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His blessings upon those who believe Him and those who disbelieve. Allah is merciful. But today, one of the greatest blessings I would like to talk about, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran the status and how valuable they are. And who are they? Walidain. Walidain, your mother and your father. Our parents. It comes in a hadith. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to them, there were three men before you, before your time, who they were traveling at night and they stopped and they wanted to take rest for the night. So they went into a cave. They went into a cave. All of a sudden, a big rock comes and falls in the mouth of the cave and blocks the entrance. Now they are stuck in this cave. The three men amongst themselves, they think into themselves that there is no hope of living anymore. There's no one out there that can rescue us. They didn't have phones those days. They could call rescue team. No. So what did these men do? They discussed among themselves that, okay, amongst us, think of a deed that you have done in your life that was only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first man, he goes up and he says, Ya Allah, he prays to Allah, Allahumma, O Allah, I have parents who have the old age, and every time before they go sleep, I give them milk for them to drink. Before my children and my slaves, I give it for them. I give it to them for them to drink and they go sleep. One day, I was coming from the farm, from work, and I was getting late. By the time I got home, my parents were sleeping. And I disliked the fact to give the milk to my children and my slaves. And my own children, they were crying. They were crying at my knees for milk, but I did not feed them. I did not feed them the milk. I waited for my parents, and I disliked to wake my parents up from their sleep. So I stood there with the cup, with the bowl of milk, till they opened their eyes. And it was at dawn when they opened their eyes. From night till dawn, I waited. At the same time, my own children were crying for milk. And then, when they woke up, I gave them milk for them to drink. Ya Allah, I've done this to please you. I respected, I took care of my parents just to please you. If I have done this to please you, Allah, remove us from this calamity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves the rock. But it wasn't enough for them three to come out. So the second person, he goes up and he says, Ya Allah, I had a beautiful cousin whom I loved so much. I was so attracted to her, but she wasn't to me. So I wanted to sleep with her. So she refused. She refused. A year went by and she became poor. So she came for help. And that time I had money. Ya Allah. So she came for help. I gave her 120 dirhams. But I made a condition that I'll give you 120 dirhams if you sleep. She was poor. She accepted. It was very close, just before I was sleeping with her. She says, Ittaqillah, Ittaqillah, fear Allah. She says to me, Ittaqillah, looks into my eyes and says, Ittaqillah, fear Allah. Do not break the seal unlawfully. By me listening to this, I moved back. I said, go. Take the 120 dirhams and leave. At this state, at this position, I fought with my desires with shaitan. I made her go and gave her the 120 dirhams as charity. Allah, I have done this to please you. Allah moved the rock a bit more. Still, it wasn't enough for them to walk out. The third man, he got up and he prays, Allah, once I hired some men, laborers, to work for me. They worked for me. I gave all of them their wages at the end, except one. Except one, he went away. I didn't give him anything. I didn't give him his wages. So what I done with his wage, I invested in. After many years, my business grew. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me so many cows, cattle, sheep, slaves. My business grew very large. After many years, that laborer, he comes to me and says, O servant of Allah, you owe me my wages. I want my wages back. I said to the man, whatever you see around us is all yours, take it. The man says, please, O servant of Allah, I don't have time to joke with you. I told him, no, this is all yours. This is all yours. Whatever you see, this is all yours. The man, he took every single thing, didn't leave him anything behind. He gave everything. If he wanted, if you go into calculation, he could have kept many things behind. But he gave him everything. And says, Allah, I done this to please you. O Allah, save us from this discomfort, calamity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved the rock a bit more. And there was enough space for these three men to walk at this cave. And this is the hadith of Muslim and Bukhari. So from this, the first man, when he was talking about his parents, look at the khidmah. He is very dutiful to his parents. He is very dutiful to his parents at old age. At old age, look at him. His children were crying, begging at his knees. But he waited the whole night for his parents. And he didn't like that he wakes his parents up. He waited the whole night. Just imagine how dutiful this man was. The whole night standing, waiting for his parents to wake up so that he gives them milk for them to drink. When they wake up, he gives them milk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon men to be dutiful to the parents, to be good to the parents. Why? حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ. That why? Because your mother bore you upon hardship, upon hardship. وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ. Hardship upon hardship. Difficulty upon difficulty. 9 months. The first difficulty was in that 9 months. They're not allowed to eat many things that they desire. They're not allowed to do many things that they want to. Why? Because of you. Because of us. And at the time, after this difficulty, hardship, then came the time of birth, the labor. وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ. When our mothers gave birth to us, no man knows how it is at the time of birth. That feeling only women can know. Mothers can know. The second hardship was at the time of birth. وَفِصَالُهُ عَامَيْنِ. And 2 years, after that 2 years of breastfeeding. Again, the same rule applies. In those 2 years, the mother cannot eat or do many things. They're restricted. And for whom? For the children. For the children. Then Allah says at the end of this verse, thank me for your parents. And thank your parents. Thank your parents. This is the status of our mothers in Islam. This is the status of women in Islam. Not just our mothers, the status of Muslim. Muslimat, the women in Islam. It mentions about them clearly, nothing about the fathers. It says about the fathers, but it talks more about the mother. And the hadith of Bukhari, if we look into, where companion asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, who should I love the most? He said, your mother. Three times, Ya Rasulullah, who should I love the most? He says, your mother, three times. The fourth time was your father. Again, we can see the status of our mothers, our parents, and women in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon men to be dutiful to the parents. That we do not ascribe any partners. The first thing we do, we do not ascribe any partners with Allah. And then, after Allah comes, being dutiful to our parents. Being dutiful to our parents. إِمَّا يَبُلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If both your parents, your mother and your father, if one of them or both of them reach the old age in your life, if they attain old age in your life, then what is our duty?
وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not say any words that are disrespectful to your parents. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, do not even shout at your parents. But what do we say? How do we address our parents?
وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا.
We say words of honor. We talk to them nicely. We respect them. We be nice to them. They are the ones for 9 months at the time of labor, the 2 years of breastfeeding. It was our mothers. No one but our mother.
وَخْفِضْ جَنَا وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا الظُّلُّ وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلُّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again that lower your wings of submission, humility through mercy, مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ through rahmah. You are nothing. We are nothing in front of our parents. We are nothing. They may have difference of opinions, but when it comes to respecting, we respect them. After Allah, Allah ta'budu illa Allah, after Allah, our parents come. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that? He gives at the end of this verse a supplication for us to make for our parents. He says,
وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا.
Say to them, say to Allah, ask Allah, Ya Allah, shower your rahmah. Guide Allah, shower your rahmah upon my parents the way they looked after me. The way they looked after me, Ya Allah, you look after them the same way.
وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا.
This is after Allah's following the commandments of Allah and Rasulullah, these people, our mothers and our fathers, this is their status. We need to know who they are. It is not just Allah and Rasul we follow, it is as well along with them our parents. And it is very important, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we know we should have in our hearts where the status is. Nothing can replace them. Nothing can replace them. Comes in a hadith. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a companion asks, amongst the kabair, min al kabair, what are the major sins? Prophet says, al ishraq billah, ascribing partners with Allah, wa uququl walidain, and disrespecting your parents. This is amongst the major sins. Wa uququl walidain, wa uququl walidain, that disrespecting your parents is amongst the major sins. So whilst we have our parents in this dunya, it is our duty to look after them. If our parents have left us, our duty is to pray for them for the maghfirah. Because why? Because amongst three things, when a deceased, they leave this world, there are a few things that they reaches them in whilst they're in their grave. One of them is the supplication of the children. Supplication of the children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ